Today is March 21st, Faith Food Devotions by Brother Hagin. And the title of it is Wisdom and Revelation. And the scripture reference is Ephesians 1:16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Ephesians 1:17 through 23. And chapter 3, 14 through 21, are Spirit-given prayers which apply to the church everywhere. The turning point in my life came when I prayed them 1,000 times or more for myself. I would kneel, open my Bible, and say, Father, I'm praying these prayers for myself because they are Spirit-given prayers. This has to be your will for me, just as it was your will for the church at Ephesus. Then I would continue to pray by reading from these passages, except wherever Paul said you, I would substitute me as follows. Here's the prayer: that the Lord God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. After about 6 months, the first thing I was praying about started to happen. The revelation of God's word began to come to me. Confession. Pray the prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 for yourself. Be blessed.
That is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through the end of the chapter.
23.
Chapter 2.
Here.
17 through 23.
Chapter 3, 14. Yeah, that.
Chapter 3, verse 14. Heavenly Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. The eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance and the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, and raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. When he raised Christ, he raised me. When he seated Christ, he seated me. When he gave authority to Christ, he gave authority to me at his right hand. The head of Christ was not the only thing raised from the dead. The head and the body were raised from the dead. The head and the body were seated, and the head and the body were given authority. Who is the body of Christ? That is the church, the Big C Church, not the United Methodist Church, not the Baptist Church. The Big C Church, which is the body of Christ, was given authority at the right hand of the Father.